Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo as Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the Syrian city. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke about the situation in Aleppo.
I'm appalled by the military escalation in the city of Aleppo, which is facing the most sustained and intense bombardment since the start of the Syrian conflict.
Syria's UN envoy Bashar al-Jafri vowed the Syrian government will recapture all of Aleppo, where the UN says 1.7 million people are in need of drinking water. A top member of Yemen's armed Houthi rebel movement has offered to stop attacking targets on the Saudi Arabian side of the border if the Saudi-led air coalition stops bombing Houthi targets inside Yemen. There was no immediate Saudi response to the proposal. The Houthis, who rose up against the government in 2014, are allied with soldiers loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Then later, they seized the capital Sana'a and forced then-President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi to flee. The United Nations says at least 10,000, more than half of them civilians, have been killed in the conflict. Gabon's President Ali Bongo says the country will return to normal after the Constitutional Court on Friday threw out a challenge against the election results by opposition rival and veteran African diplomat Jean Ping. It allows Mr. Bongo and his family to extend its half-century rule over the country. This is VOA News. U.S. presidential